150. Jesus of Nazareth. Son, I will come with you. April 30, 1945. Jesus is alone. He is walking fast along the main road near Nazareth. He enters the village and directs his steps towards his house. When he is near it, he sees his mother. She is also going towards the house, and her nephew Simon is with her, carrying a bundle of firewood. Jesus calls her,
Mother.
Mary turns around exclaiming,
Oh, my blessed son.
And they both run to meet each other. Simon drops the bundle to the ground, and like Mary, runs towards Jesus, and greets him wholeheartedly.
Mother, I have come. Are you happy now?
So happy, son. But if you came only because I begged you, I tell you that it is not right for me or for you to listen to the call of blood, rather than to your mission.
No, Mother. I have come for other reasons as well.
Is it really true, son? I thought I wanted to believe that they were false rumors, and that you were not hated so much.
There are tears in Mary's voice, and in her eyes.
Do not weep, Mother. It grieves me so much. I need your smiles.
Yes, son, that is true. You see so many harsh faces of enemies that you need so much smiling love. But here, see? Here is she who loves you on behalf of everybody.
Mary is leaning lightly on her son, who embraces her shoulders. And while walking slowly towards the house, she endeavors to smile, to expel all grief from Jesus's heart. Simon has picked up his bundle and is walking beside Jesus.
You are pale, Mother. Have they grieved you so much? Have you not been well? Have you tired yourself excessively?
No, son, no one has grieved me. My only sorrow is that you are far from me, and they do not love you. Here everybody is good to me. I will not even mention Mary and Alphaeus. You know what they are like. Also Simon, see how good he is. He is always like that. He has helped me all these past months. He is now supplying me with wood. He is so good. Also Joseph is. They are so thoughtful of their Mary.
May God bless you, Simon, and may he bless also Joseph. I forgive you for not loving me yet as the Messiah. Oh, you will eventually love me as Christ. But how could I forgive you for not loving her?
It is fair and peaceful to love Mary, Jesus. You are loved also. Only, see, we are too much afraid for you.
Yes, you love me with human love. You will come to the other love.
You also, son, are pale looking and thin.
Yes, you look older. I can see that also,
remarks Simon. They go into the house, and Simon, after laying the firewood in its place, withdraws discreetly.
Son, now that we are alone, tell me the truth. The whole truth. Why did they drive you away?
Mary speaks, holding her hands on Jesus' shoulders and staring at his thin face. Jesus smiles kindly, but sadly.
Because I try to bring a man back to honest justice and to the true religion.
But who accuses you? The people?
No, Mother. The Pharisees and the scribes, with the exception of a few just ones amongst them.
But what have you done to incur their accusations?
I told them the truth. Do you know that it is the biggest mistake with men?
What could they say to justify their accusations?
They told lies. The ones you know, and many more.
Tell your mother. Place your sorrow, all your sorrow, on my bosom. A mother's bosom is accustomed to sorrow, and is happy to consume it, to remove it from the heart of her son. Give me your sorrow, Jesus. Come here, as you were when a child, and leave all your bitterness.
Jesus sits on a little stool at his mother's feet, and tells her all about the months spent in Judea, without any grudge, and without concealing anything. Mary caresses his hair with a heroic smile on her lips to fight back the tears shining in her blue eyes. Jesus mentions also the necessity of approaching women to redeem them, and his grief at not being able to do so owing to the wickedness of men. Mary nods assent, and then she decides,
Son, you must not deny me what I want. From now on I will come with you when you go away. I will come at any time, in any season, and to any place. I will defend you from false accusations. My simple presence will cause the mud to fall off. And Mary of Alphaeus will come with me. She is so anxious also. That is what is needed near the Holy One, against the demon, and against the world, a mother's heart.
It all ends thus.